Cade Mielefalcha, and welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast, enjoying 8 years of good food, good drink, and good company with Celtic music and news from the Celt father, Mark Gunn.
There's a wren on a rock wall. Thorny gorse grows all around. There's miles to the ocean and to old Galway town. My feet grow so weary without you by my side. So I'll pick this purple flower for the day we reunite. Here's a flower, my darling, from the banks of Ross Lake. It will sit by my bedside till you form my embrace. As I walk the Erin Islands, honeysuckle is all in bloom. The rock roads seem harder, like my heart missing you. Though the beer is ever flowing, and the crack is quite grand, the music may be growing, but it is lonely in this land. Here's a flower, my darling, from the banks of Ross Lake. It will sit by my bedside till you form my embrace. Here's a flower, my darling, from the banks of Ross Lake. It will sit by my bedside till you form my sets too slowly over Galway's brisk bay. Crashing waves seem to slow us as we sail from the cay. I see you by the pier side, and my heart starts to soar. In my hand is your purple flower, now you're mine. Here's a flower, my darling, from the banks of Ross Lake. It will sit by my bedside till you form my embrace. Here's a flower, my darling, from the banks of Ross Lake. It will sit by my bedside till you form my embrace.
Greetings, Gunrunners. This is Mark Gunn. I am the host of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and this is your show. That was a song I still haven't named. If you want to help me name it, feel free. At present, it is called Purple Flower. Not the best of names, but you know, sometimes... I was talking with Gwen about this because I wrote this song for her last year when I was in Ireland, and we stayed right on Ross Lake. And it was absolutely gorgeous. But when I was playing the song to her, we both snicker as I sing the line, purple flower, because it's like, can you be a little bit more descriptive here? And yes, I looked up some flowers to, that was sort of like my initial idea. And I just, couldn't come up with anything that really captured the visual idea of a purple flower. So I decided to keep it as is. And then, of course, it's like, well, what am I going to call it? I don't entirely know. This will be on my next album, or one of my next albums, rather. I have two in the works, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about them. Scottish Songs of Drinking and Rebellion, of course, that was kickstarted way back in April, I think it was, and it was successful, totally successful campaign. The album is fully recorded now. In fact, I funded two albums with that Kickstarter campaign, and so now I'm looking at the second album, picking songs for that. Unfortunately, I'm running into a little bit of a challenge in that, well, I feel like some of the comedic stuff doesn't work with the ballady stuff. This is my biggest challenge when it comes to making albums. I like to theme all my albums. And so here I have this great, awesome, you know, songs that I want to put on this on one album. And then I have this other album, a whole bunch of awesome, fun songs for another album. And I just can't get it in through my head to bring those two songs together. It seems like they conflict in many ways. Maybe that's just me. I'm conflicted. So I'm debating the idea of making a third album. We shall see. I'm not going to hold myself to it, but this is the second time I mentioned it, but I can't kind of reconcile. So I don't know what to do. We'll see. In the meantime, I did finish the new Irish and Celtic Music podcast. The latest show is Songs of Irish Immigration. Go check that out at CelticMusicPodcast.com. And I do want to tell you that I have a couple new items that are out. Number one, today is the last day to get your Celtic Cat hoodie. I decided to do a limited run of these hoodies, and you're probably going to miss it because by the time you actually listen to this, it's going to be too late. So I'm sorry. You should have checked my website, markgun.com, because I try to keep people updated about everything. But you can still get like auto harp string bracelets. My good friend Patricia decided to take my broken auto harp strings and turn them into pretty little bracelets with little gems and whatnot, and they look fantastic. And not only that, but you're also going to help me pay for those broken auto harp strings. As I tell people, my strings cost anywhere between $2.50 to about $3.54 per string. Most of these strings are in the higher end of that level. And so it gets expensive that I break strings. And I'm a Celtic rocker at heart, I think. I love rock music. I grew up on Elvis Presley, and so I've always played like I was a rocker. And so consequently, my auto harp takes a lot of abuse. And so I could use your help. You can buy an auto harp string and help me replenish my own strings that I keep having to reorder because I keep breaking some. I broke two at my last show, which was at the farmer's market. And while I'm talking about it, I may as well go into... first off, you can buy all those auto harp strings. There's necklaces, there's hoodies, there's t-shirts, there's CDs. I'm selling CDs direct from my website at CelticMusic.org. Follow the link in the show notes. And there's a special link that says buy CDs from me in July. I don't usually sell my CDs direct to my website. I've moved all that over to CD Baby because they do a better job overall. I'm a little bit slow at mailing them. But these will all be autographed, and you will have a great time listening to these CDs direct from me. So now I have a bunch of shows coming up. Let me go ahead and list those off. July 11th, this Thursday, I'm going to be at the Summit Farmers Market in Birmingham. July 27th, I will be at Irish House in New Orleans with my band Guns and Drums. That's me, Mark Gunn, and Jamie Hauser on Balron and vocals. Then I'm back at the Summit Farmers Market in Birmingham on August 1st. Pepper Place Farmers Market here in Birmingham, August 3rd. Then back with Guns and Drums at Irish House and the French Market on the 9th and the 10th of August. And then I will be back at Gen Con once again for another great week starting August 14th, probably the 15th. And I would love to see you out at all those shows. I'm doing more. I'm getting some shows in Birmingham. They're farmers markets. But I got to say, I did my show at the farmers market like last weekend or the weekend before last. I guess it was the weekend before last. And it was the best farmers market show I've done so far. The I was playing a lot of the stuff that I had really worked up at the Georgia Renaissance Festival, and it sounded good, and people were really getting into it. I sold a lot more CDs than I ever had, a lot more tips. It just went awesome. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what happens at the Summit Farmers Market this Thursday. Yes, that is a Thursday show, so if you're a freak, come on out. We're getting ready to go on a vacation, a beach vacation with the family. That's this weekend, and I'm psyched about that. I love the beach, and I'm a water baby here, and so it's hard not to absolutely love it. I had a request for a song for this show, which is going to be "Come Take a Trip on My Airship." This I think it was Ree Sheridan Rose who requested this, as I recall. And incidentally, Ree Sheridan Rose just released her next book, which is called The Marvelous Mechanical Man. It is a steampunk novel, so it's no wonder that she would go and request this song. This is like the ultimate steampunk song. It was written, I think, in 1904, and it's called Come Take a Trip on My Airship. And it will be out on a CD later this year, or might not be released officially till next year, but just keep that in mind. So here's Come Take a Trip on My Airship. I love a sailor loves me, sails every night to my home. He's not a sailor that sails across the sea or over the wild briny foam. For he owns an airship and sails up on high, he's just like a bird on the wing. And when the shadows of evening draw nigh, he'll sail to my window and sing. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars, come have a ride around Venus, come take a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. Drifting away from the crowds, we pass through the milky white way, just idly drifting and watching the clouds. He asked me if I'd name the day. Right near the dipper I gave him my heart, the sun shines on our honeymoon. We swore from each other we never would part and teach all our babies this tune. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars, come have a ride around Venus, come take a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars, come have a ride around Venus, come take a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. I had an awesome time in Scotland. Scotland was the Celtic invasion of the Highlands of Scotland. We went there last month in June. And it was another fantastic trip. I love to travel. I love it even more that people like to travel with me. You know, it's kind of funny when I think about it because, you know, traveling is a wonderful thing. I think everyone out there, no matter who you are, you should head out your door, go somewhere. If you've never left your state, go leave your state. If you've never left your city, go leave your city. If you've never left your country, go leave your country. It doesn't matter where you go, Just go. There's so many great quotes, and I can't remember any of them right now. I'm terrible about those sort of things. But I remember, like, Mark Twain, you know, I think he mentioned something about the, you know, the coolest way to open your mind is through travel. And it's so true. Your mind opens up this explosion of senses, and you learn new things. It's interesting, you know, even from a child's perspective. You know, my daughter, she's nearly two and three quarters right now. Whenever we leave and go somewhere, she comes back and her vocabulary, it's a total explosion. Her cognitive ability has increased. And that's a very obvious, a very visible sign, but it's very true with people of all shapes and sizes. Whoever you are, you will experience so much when you head out your door and do new things. Some of you will do that with Celtic festivals or sci-fi conventions, Renaissance festivals. But, you know, head out of the country. If you want a real cool experience, I want you to come join me next year. I'll tell you about that in just a second. First off, Scotland was just fantastic. Not only did we, there's, you know, the ups and downs. I'm going to go be straight. There were some ups and downs with every trip. But these trips are not like your normal trips. Most trips, tour groups, you're talking 30 to 60 people, usually about 60 people. The first barge trip had like 20 some odd. And it's, you know, all packed in a bus. And you get on, get off, get on, get off. It's just nonstop. By the end of it, it's not a vacation. You're exhausted. My trips are about a vacation. And this one was a little bit more tiring. We had a few times when we just didn't get some good breaks that we needed. But overall, it's the same sort of concept. Most evenings we gathered in the cottage and I'd play some music and I'd make some food for people. Some evenings we'd go out and eat and try to find some music. It was a little bit dry music-wise on this one. I kind of wish I'm going to work harder next time to make sure there's two or three different artists playing for my invaders, because there has to be more music. And I've figured out some stuff on this trip. It was a really big learning experience. My cousin Kathy, she helped organize it. She did an awesome job picking stuff that I forget to do sometimes. So we hit more castles this time. There was like three or four castles, I think. I got to go to a small half of us. Since we travel in cars, we can split up. So half of us went to the Craganmore Whiskey Distillery, while the other half of us, the other half went to visit this cathedral and a castle and whatnot. We went to Nairn, which had this gorgeous beach, and I fell in love with the ocean up there. It was absolutely incredible. There was Loch Ness and the Urquhart Castle and Inchmahome Priory. Just walking, visiting standing stones. It's just absolutely... Oh, and then there's... my cousin Kathy found the Monty Python Castle, Dune Castle. Most of the scenes... Not the one when they're at the very end of the movie, but most of the scenes with the Frenchmen, French knights, and with the Grail Castle, if you remember that, with all the virgins. Yes, now you remember. The Grail Castle, and the castle with Prince Herbert, yeah. Those were all done in the Dune Castle, and it's just fantastic. Especially afterwards, I came home and I ended up watching it again to see all the scenes. It was really awesome. And one of the coolest things for me, and this was never my strong suit, but shopping. Hi, Kinsey. Look who's up. My daughter Kinsey's up. You want to come over here and say hi? Say hi into the microphone. Say hi.
Hi.
She just woke up from a nap. Did you have a good nap? So, in any case, shopping in Scotland was just... awesome. But, you know, the coolest thing for me was just looking for cool stuff for my family, which I, you know, in the past, I never shopped for anyone. So now it's like, oh, cool. I can shop for someone I love, like my little girl. And I found her a beautiful dress and a necklace. Do you like your necklace? And it had a pearl and an oyster, and it was just so pretty. I loved it. So I had an awesome time. And we made a big decision, and that is that next year, we're going to go to Wales. This was something I was tossing around. And finally, I said, you know, my loyal invaders These people have been awesome with me, following me for years now. Since 2009, I started doing trips solo, and they've had such a great time. I decided that instead of going back to Ireland or Scotland, we're going to go to Wales. And Wales apparently has lots of castles, so I think we'll be seeing a lot of castles next year. So it's going to be an amazing trip. I got my first book on Wales because I don't know much about it, and I'm just so excited about it. So I'm going to finish up with one final song, and
I want a bottle, Daddy.
But first, I'm going to get Kenzie a bottle. So I'll be right back. Well, I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the show. I hope you enjoyed whatever I had to say here. mostly it's news and such, and trying to keep people up to date of what's going on in my life, and provide you a little bit of music, too. This time I decided to play music live, which is always a nice little treat, I think, now and then. And since I have my daughter in my arms, she's drinking her bottle, and I want to finish up this podcast. I'm going to play Kinsey a little song that she loves. You want to sing a kitty cat song with me? Okay. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da di. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da di. Kitty cat.
Meow.
Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. I love my kitty cat, it's plain to see. And Kenzie's sitting on my lap with me. And I make up lyrics just like this for my kitty cat. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da. Kitty cat.
What?
Ba-dum, bum, bum, bum. Kenzie is drinking her bottle right now, and it makes me think that I ought to sing somehow. That this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, with other than kitty cats. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da. Kitty cat, kitty cat, oh la di da di da. Kitty cat. Ba dum bum 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 bum. The Pub Songs Podcast was produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoy this show, become a patron of the arts. Follow the link at pubsong.com. While you're there, find out more about the artists in today's show. As always, support the musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs, see their shows, and tell them to visit us at pubsong.com.